The case of the student rape might not have been made public, let alone have come to court, without the actions of blogger Alexandria Goddard, who used to live in Steubenville. As partygoers posted graphic commentary and pictures of the assault on social media, Goddard took screenshots of them, publishing them on her website. And she kept talking about the case, asking whether these were football stars who thought the rules don't apply to them. When I asked Alexandria Goddard for her reaction to the guilty verdict, she spoke first of all about Jane Doe, the anonymous rape victim.
I'm glad that Jane Doe's day has come. If the court did what it had to do, and, you know, today is her day.
She, of course, remains anonymous, but the whole case might not have ever come to light had you not followed it up.
I think that it wouldn't have gotten the international attention. You know, I wrote about the case initially because I used to live in Steubenville, and I didn't see that the local media was covering it as journalists should do. And I started writing about it, and the people in the town were obviously very upset about what had occurred. And so they came to my blog for information. So my blog actually, you know, kind of became like the internet coffee house where everyone was discussing the case.
You gave this case such a degree of exposure by talking about it, putting up social media posts, the photographs, the videos that were flying around. It could be argued, Alexandria, that the boys couldn't have a fair trial.
That could be argued. However, they put the stuff out there and basically indicted themselves. What I found was it wasn't anything that law enforcement wasn't privy to or able to find, or a jury.
Has there been a backlash against you from some of those in Steubenville who are either embarrassed or protective of the boys?
Absolutely. There's been backlash against me. I've received threats, told not to come back to Steubenville. My mother has been attacked on Twitter by some of these individuals. So, yes, I mean, this writing about this for the last 8 months has had a very huge personal toll on my life and my family's life.
Would you do this again? Would you put the information
Absolutely.
Out there?
Absolutely. You know, my mom used to tell me when I was little, sometimes when you stand up to do the right thing, you'll stand alone. And there were plenty of times that I did. I felt like, what did I get myself into? But at the end of the day, I would do it again because I think that this case has brought international awareness to not only, you know, violence against women and rape, but it's also opened a dialogue that parents have got to take a proactive stance and monitor what their children are doing online.
And in your eyes, that absolutely justifies going after them, searching through their social media accounts, kind of outing them. It doesn't trouble you ethically what you had to do to get the story out there.
Well, I don't think there was anything unethical about it because, again, you know, they put that out there. All I did was allow their words to write their own story. You know, I didn't make any allegations that they hadn't put out there themselves.
Ohio blogger Alexandria Goddard.